The unfolding of the Word of God gives light and understanding to the simple. Join us as we listen to the Word of God from our Father, the presiding pastor of Trinity Household of Faith, Reverend Ebenezer Olawu.
Holy Ghost, we welcome you this morning. Holy Ghost, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. All over this place. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. I know you're already here. I sense your presence already here. Spirit of God, we honor you, we acknowledge you, we appreciate you. Thank you, Jesus. Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of life, welcome you. The glorifier of Jesus, we welcome you. Our teacher and our instructor, our guide, our helper, we welcome you. I have made it too small in my eyes. Oh, forgive me. Be magnified, O Lord, this morning.
Be magnified, O Lord.
Let the Lord be magnified. Morning. Lord, be magnified in my situation this morning. Lord, be magnified. Can you open your mouth, beloved? Open your mouth and tell the Lord, Lord, be magnified in my situation. Be magnified in my life this morning. Oh Lord, be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. I hope you are talking to him. Lord, be magnified. Everybody pray that prayer. Lord, be magnified in my situation. Be magnified in my situation. Be magnified in my life this morning. Thank you, our Father. Lord, I'm asking again, Jesus, please be magnified. Be glorified. Be honored in this place this morning. Let someone here this morning have a new experience of you. Amen. Thank you, our Father. We know you're here already. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We will take one scripture and then we'll go ahead. As we read, stand, read just one verse, Psalm 77, verse 14. Can you give me the NIV Bible? Okay, we go together. Just one verse. Let's go. You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. I wanted to welcome your neighbor and say, welcome to your hour of miracle. Can you join me and say to 12 person, welcome to your hour of miracle. Your hour of miracle. Sure you have told 7 person, 12 person. Those of you at the gallery, tell somebody around you. You are out. Welcome to your hour of miracle. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. I want to welcome you again to January Miracle and Power Service. Hallelujah. This marks months, even though the month of January marks the beginning of beginnings in your life. I like you to pay attention to every word coming from this pulpit this morning. I'm going to be talking to you, but don't joke with any instruction. I know some will just feel, oh, well, I'm used to it. Don't joke with any instruction. Don't joke with what? Any instruction. this morning. Your miracle is in your obedience to seemingly foolish instruction. Your miracle is in your obedience to those seemingly foolish instructions. Jesus told them, the disciples, they needed water. They needed wine, rather. They needed wine. Jesus said, fill the pots with water. What on earth? What on earth is that instruction? They needed wine. He said, fill the pots with water. What a seemingly foolish instruction. Unreasonable instruction. But the miracle was in the obedience to that instruction. And the Bible says, this beginning of miracles which Jesus performed in Cana of Galilee. It came, that notable miracle came as a result of some people who just chose to obey instructions. You are mighty and holy. Where are you, choir?
Above.
You are mighty.
You are mighty. And holy.
You are lifted up.
You are lifted up above. So we worship you.
We serve a God who is mighty. In the scripture, we read Psalm 77, verse 14. It says, you are the God who performs miracles. I want to indulge you. Be patient to listen to the word. There's a difference between miracle and magic. Our God is not a magician. He's not a manipulator. Magicians are manipulators. They play tricks. Our God is not a magician. Our God is a miracle worker. Every miracle of God is built on the word. When you run for miracles without paying attention to the word, you will fall into wrong hands. You will fall into the hands of evil men. We have a generation of people who don't want to listen to the word. Just give me the miracle and let me go. God doesn't perform miracles that way. Everywhere Jesus performed any miracle, the first thing he did was to teach and to preach the word. The Bible says, and they went about to preach the word. The Lord went with them confirming their words with signs and wonders. So be patient to listen to the word. Miracles come when the word is built. So listen to the word. I'm going to be speaking on the topic, the God of miracles. Firstly, what is a miracle? I've rushed through some definitions. It is an extraordinary event that is attributed to a divine power. An extraordinary event that is attributed to a divine power and that goes beyond natural or human reasoning. An extraordinary event attributed to a divine authority and goes beyond natural or human reasoning. Is that okay? Is that okay? You can also put it this way. It is an extraordinary event that cannot be explained by senses, science, human or natural reasoning. You can't explain it by science. You can't explain it by science. Science studies so much. Doctors come up and they said to a man, they've done all the researches based on scientific principles, tested and proven over the years. And they've analyzed, they have followed the sequence, they've followed the way it's going, and they can now, they predicted, this man can only live for the next 3 months. They were not just guessing. Based on scientific principles, based on well-established principles, and they followed it over the time sequence has been growing, and they could extrapolate and say with every assurance, based on scientific understanding, this man cannot live beyond the 3 months. How do you explain that man who now lives for 10 years? You can't explain it. Great men in science today acknowledge that there is another hand, there is another dimension to science, to medicals, and to all the natural learning. There's another dimension to it. How do you explain a man walking on top of the water rather than the water giving up by law of gravity? The man should go down. But the water stood. How do you explain that? How do you explain a car who is in reserve, enter reserve, not a car you just went to borrow, a car you've been using, you know the system of your car, you know your fuel gauge is working properly, you know where you bought the last fuel, And you now know, because you could not get fuel in any petrol station, and your gauge is at reserve at Ore, along Benin Road. You still drove that reserve car to Ikeja. How do you explain that? From reserve, from Ore to Ikeja. How do you explain that, for God's sake? Miracles still happen. I sing my song again. I believe in miracles. I see a soul set free. Miracles unchanging to Calvary. I see a lily push its way through the stubborn sod. I believe in miracles. I believe in God.
For I believe in God.
Hallelujah. Let's go ahead. Miracle is the intervention of a power that is not limited by natural or physical laws. The intervention of a power that cannot be limited by physical or natural laws. There are laws that exist on earth. There are natural laws. There are physical laws. But when this power comes and rules over those laws, and that law cannot stop it, you say it's a miracle. You know, sometimes people say miracle is a violation of divine law. No, miracle is not a violation of divine law. Miracle does not violate law. What miracle does is that it rides upon it. You say, okay, let me give an example. Listen to this. Look at this example. You can easily pick a little stone from the ground and lift it up. Normally, there is a law that you pull that stone down. Because anything that is going up should do what? Newton law. We should go down. But you pick the stone and you picked it up. What you have done is that you have exercised your power over that law. Not that you have violated that law. This, my law I'm using now, is now supersedes that law. So when there is a miracle, there is a law, a higher law, that cannot be limited by natural or physical laws. You can't limit that law, that power. That's a miracle. This morning, somebody will experience that power. Yeah. If you are the one, let me hear you say the loudest amen. Yeah. Let's go further. Miracle is an event that invites the direction and power action of God. Transcending the ordinary laws of nature. Direction and power action of God. Transcending the natural laws of nature. And also defy common expectations. It defies common expectation. What you expect to happen doesn't happen. That's a law. That's a miracle. What you expect to happen doesn't happen. Hey, Praso Bragadali. How do you explain it? An axe head fell into the water. And a stick, which is supposed to float, now thrown into the water, and the stick that's supposed to flow went down. The ass head that ought to remain down now floated. How do you explain that? What kind of law is that? What science will explain how an ass head will begin to flow like balloon? It's a miracle. A miracle may be performed by God himself directly, or may be performed through the hand of his agents. Through the hand of God himself, or through the hand of his agents. The Bible talks about how God performed special miracles through the hand of Paul. Miracles through his agents here on earth. Moses was an agent in the hand of God. Agent of God who performed miracles. Through him, God performed signs and wonders in the land of Egypt. Through him, the Lord parted the Red Sea. Look, as we're hearing this, I'm not coming to teach you something for you to just write and write in your notes and then drop in the archive. But I'm speaking this word to tell you that whatever happened in the days of old can be performed again in your life. I'm speaking to you to stir up faith in you to believe him for what he's about to do here this morning. So as you hear it, begin to look at your own situation. What God cannot do does not exist. Let's see few of them in the scripture, few of those miracles in the scripture. You remember the story of Abraham and Sarah? Abraham was 99 years old when he got Isaac. Sarah was 90 years old. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 4, their condition was regarded as already dead. I don't know who is here this morning, that someone had told you it is no longer possible. You can no longer conceive. I've come to tell you that what happened in the days of old is still repeated in our time today. The Bible says in the book of Genesis 17 verse 1. And the Lord appeared to Abraham when Abraham was 90 what? Can I hear you say it? Old. The Lord appeared to him. At 99 years old, you describe that as Sarah was 90 years old. You describe that not as menopause, or a woman, you call it when a woman stops to see she had monthly flow. So you call it, you describe it, you say that is the person has gone into what do you call it? Menopause. That is, it is menocomma. It is not a stop. You know, when you are writing, when you put a comma, you are not putting, that's different from full stop. When you are speaking, people who speak correct English, they will tell you, when you get to stop, you stop indeed, before you continue the next sentence. You don't just read, when I was coming to church on the way, I met Tayo, and Tayo gave me pen. You stop that. And you continue without having a full stop. There's a difference between a comma and a full stop. A comma says that sentence has not ended. Are you with me? Did you have primary six, third grade? I had primary six. Comma says that sentence has not been completed. a woman has menopause, you are just saying, I'm pausing it. You, when you have your cello in the car, you can press pause. The music is playing, pause. That is different from stop. You can unpause it. It will continue to run. It continue to play. The same thing happens when a woman gets to menopause. It's just pause. Anything can still happen. That's why you've seen women of 60 years old conceiving. Is that right? You've seen women of 50, 55 years old. You call it mistake child. There's no mistake child in heaven. There's no 50, 55 years still having a child. That is menopause. But the case of Sarah was not menopause. It was menostop. There's a full stop. This one has ended. When a man puts or nature puts stop in your life, if God has not put a stop, I tell you, you can start again. I've come by the spirit of prophecy to somebody here this morning. I don't know the situation of your life. To a man, specifically, this word is for a man, not for a woman. I don't know what what nature has put in your body and has called it a stop. I've come by the spirit of prophecy to announce to you that stop this morning is removed. That word is for a man. The Lord said to me, that word is for a man. That word is a man. I don't know the situation. I don't know the situation in your life. The enemy, nature has put a stop in you. But the Lord said, I should tell you this morning, if you believe it, that stop is removed. Can I hear somebody say the largest amen? And in any case, for anyone here this morning, there's a stop already in your life. Today, by the power of the God of miracle, that stop is removed. If you are the one, let me hear you say the loudest amen. Believe God for somebody and shout a better amen. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 4, it's from verse 18, I say, against all hope, just because of my time, just going to verse 10, verse 19. We'll still come back to verse 18 later on. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead. His body was already dead. Already dead. Since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Along Kosheti. Koshonti. I love that one. Koshonti. Not possible. So I don't know why you are here. I don't know what you are here. I don't know what you are believing God for this morning. The God of miracle will visit you this morning. Will visit your family. Do you know you can stand in gap for somebody here this morning? Maybe someone is not even here. You can stand in gap. The Lord had told me, he said, this is an arena of signs and wonders. Believe God. The next miracle service, you will be a testifier. Kaya, I like that. Let your amen be louder than your neighbor. Amen. Let me rush through. You remember Isaac dug a well. He dug a well. We have talked too much about that during the week. And yet, the enemy came and covered it. But the Bible tells us it was in a dry land. In the desert, he dug a well and he found water. Where others could not find water. I tell you, that's a miracle. That's a miracle. Somebody listen to me. This year, your financial prosperity will be a miracle. Yeah. For every businessman here, listen to this word. This year will be your best year. Oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. Believe God for a miracle. Remember Joseph. Joseph's case was a case of hopelessness. Who will ever believe? Everybody had forgot. His father said, is it true? My son is already dead. He had concluded, oh my God, my son was dead. His son was dead. For many years, he never saw it. He concluded when they said, they came back to him, his sons came back from Egypt and told him, Joseph is alive. The Bible says he almost fainted. Are you sure? What are you talking about? Joseph is alive. We serve a God who gives hope to the hopeless. We serve a God who brings hopeless situation, who turns hopeless situation around. That's why the Bible calls him the God of all hope. Look at what the scripture says in the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 13. The God of all hope. You know, he's the God of all grace. He's the God of all power. He's also the God of all hope. 13 now. Now may the God of hope fill you. He's the God of hope. The one who gives hope to the hopeless. When situation seems as if it's over, God comes to you and says, no, you can rise up again. You can rise up again. God is going to visit someone this morning. He will raise you up this morning. Miracle, what about the miracle of parting of the Red Sea? Who will ever imagine a way? God can make a way through that kind of situation. Everybody had come to a conclusion that it was impossible. The Egyptian thought were behind them. The children of Israel even thought about it. They said, oh, why did you allow us to come here and die in the wilderness? Moses said, fear not. The Egyptians which you see today, you see them no more. And the Lord told Moses, said, why do you cry again? Come on, take the rod in your hand. Go to the sea there and raise up that rod and part the Red Sea. The Red Sea parted and it was a dry land the children of Israel passed through. I don't know who you are here, what you are looking forward to. I am saying that the miracle, the kind of miracle that creates way where there seems to be no way, you will experience it this morning. You made that way. You
made a way when our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over. You made a way and we're standing here only because you made a way.
The God of miracle will make a way for you. He will make a way for you. He will make a way for your children. Somebody is believing God for his or her daughter or her son. God will make a way for that child. The God of miracle who is here today will give you a miracle before the next month. You are coming back to testify before the next month. God is, will make a way. I see God attending to that situation now. In the name of Jesus. In your career, God will make a way for you. In your business, God will make a way for you. In your health, God will make a way for you. In your academics, God will make a way for you. If you are the one, let your amen be louder than your neighbor. Hallelujah. You will not be stranded. He will bulldoze the way for you. And you will cross over on the dry land. In the name of Jesus. What about the miracle of the moon? The moon stood still over Gibeon. Can you imagine? It never happened. Moon stood still. That was a miracle. The Bible says it had never happened. Who will explain it? How will you explain that? Moon stood. I tell you, God will turn time in your favor. Time will work in your favor. In the name of Jesus. Water came out of the rock. That was a miracle. Impossibility became possible. Water coming out of the rock. How do you explain that? Manna came from heaven. How do you explain that? Quails came from the sea. How do you explain that? When nobody even imagined, God just sent help. I see help coming from a strange place for you. Can I hear you say better? Amen. What about Naaman? The leprous who became healed. And the Bible says, oh my God, 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 oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. Here's this one. This is a song for somebody. And I wanted to believe it. This is what just came to me now to tell somebody. I'm singing a song. He's the Lord that led me. Oh,
He's the Lord, your healer.
You send your word.
He send your word and heal my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
Is anybody believing God for a miracle of healing right now? God is going to give you a brand new kidney. God will give you brand new lungs. Every organ of your body will be changed to new one. Oh my God. I'd like you to sing that song one more time. The miracle is already taking place. I sense it right now as I'm speaking. The power of God is moving here right now. In the name of Jesus, receive the touch of God. Receive your healing right now. Receive your healing right now. Receive your healing right now. From your head to your toe. In the name of Jesus, let there be a renewal of your organ. Receive that miracle. Thank you, Jesus. You see God healing different cases in the scripture. So many. He walked around the Bible, say how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing also those oppressed of the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. He sustained the widow of Zarephath. Even in the midst of difficulty, that was a miracle. That was a miracle. What about the overflowing oil? The oil never ran dry. That was a miracle. Hallelujah. water turned to wine. I just told you about that. Oh my God. So marriages will become new after this program. The Lord will visit your family. The Lord will give new hearts. That love will be restored again. In the name of Jesus, the first love will come back. The first love will come back. I said the first love will come back. Let me hear you say the loudest, amen. Hear this one. This is for somebody here. Death port. The Bible talks about Elisha. Elisha, the servant got peas. And suddenly they were eating. They discovered that there was poison. It was a poisonous pea. And it was affecting them. Death came upon them. And suddenly they cried to Elisha. Elisha did something. The scripture says, and the death was removed immediately. The poison was neutralized. I don't know what is affecting your life. You've made every effort. It's like this thing is contaminating your effort. Watering it down, not making it to work. Today, even as you are hearing right now, I release the power of God to neutralize that poison in your system. In the name of Jesus. I don't have enough time to go over and over and over. But if I release, a word comes and I want you to catch it. Don't, if that word is for you, receive it, because you may not have time to go back again. Whatever is this in your life that is working, you know, it is possible for you to be making effort. Look at the case of the woman with the issue of blood. The Bible says she has suffered that thing for how many years? 12 years. She was not getting better. And I pray again for someone here in the name that's above every other name. Anything wasting your effort, anything contaminating your effort, contaminating in your input, from this moment, I release the power of God to neutralize them. Just give one big amen. Hallelujah. You have Lazarus was raised from the dead after 4 days. Your case is not late. I say your case is not late. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You had Jesus healing the blind man and so many others, the demoniac, the man at the Gadara, and so many others, God delivered. It doesn't matter. Addiction. You are under the power of addiction. You've been struggling to stop it. Today, by the power of God, the God of miracle, as you willingly open up yourself and say, I'm ready for that freedom, the power of addiction is broken here in the name of Jesus. Whatever may be the addiction, today, in the presence of the Lord, the Bible says, you are the God who performs miracle. You display your power among the peoples. Let me stop here and then tell you, why does God do miracle? Why does he do miracle? Purpose of miracle. Number one, he does miracle to demonstrate his character. God does miracle to demonstrate his character. What is the character? For example, God's character is that God is a loving God. God is full of compassion. He's full of compassion. He will show you compassion this morning. I said God will show you compassion this morning. Mark 1:41, the Bible says Jesus healed them. He had compassion on them, moved with compassion, then stretched out his hand. Psalm 145 verse 8, it says, the Lord is gracious, full of compassion. He wants to, anytime he performs miracle, he only wants to demonstrate his character in your life. That he cares, he loves you, he's concerned about you. He's a God of compassion. This morning, God, you will hear the hand of God tapping you on the back, saying, I love you, patting you. At the time the power of God is going to begin to move here this morning, you will see a hand touching you at the back, patting you, and saying, I care for you. I'm concerned about you. Hallelujah. So when he does miracle, it's just a way to demonstrate his character. God is full of compassion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't allow the devil to cheat you and put you under condemnation. If you have sinned, he will forgive you and he will show you compassion. That's why the scripture says, by the mercies of the Lord, we are not what? We are not consumed. Hallelujah. Amen. So he demonstrates his compassion. Number two, one of the reasons why he performs miracle is to glorify himself. Miracles glorify God. Miracle glorifies God. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 4 verse 21, Acts 4, 21, anytime there's a miracle, there's the name of the Lord is glorified. Since when they had, you know, this man that was healed at the temple, and they began to question why, what happened, how did it happen? The scripture says, after they had threatened the disciples, the apostles, they came to a conclusion. The Bible says, so when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since what? Since what? They all glorified God for what God had been, what had been done. The miracles glorify God. Whenever God performs miracle, his name is glorified. People praise his name. Hallelujah. That's why we sang that song, Be Magnified. In your life today, God will perform miracle that will glorify his name. Can you lift up your hand and say, Father, glorify your name in my life today. Say it one more time. A big amen. So anytime he does miracle, he glorifies himself. See what the scriptures say. Matthew chapter 9 verse 8 also. You have many scriptures. Matthew 9, 8. Now when the multitude saw it, they marveled and did what? They glorified God, who had given such power to men. Hallelujah. Number three, miracle confirms Jesus as Savior and Messiah. Miracle confirms Jesus as Savior. I told you, you must be patient to have the word. Miracles confirm Jesus as Savior and Messiah. John chapter 3 verse 2. John chapter 3 verse 2. Nicodemus came and said, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. We are confirming that, look, you are not ordinary. You are not just man. You are the Son of God. No one can do this except God is with him. The scripture says, Acts chapter 2 verse 22. The scripture says, Jesus was a man attested, men of Israel. Hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you, by signs, by miracles, wonders and signs, which God did through him. He was attested among them with miracles. His life was a life. So miracles actually affirm the fact that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is the Savior. Hallelujah. Number four, it also verifies the message that we preach and the messenger. It verifies the message and the messenger. It confirms the message and the messenger. Acts chapter 14 verse 3. Acts 14 verse 3. Important that, very important, you must be patient to listen to the word. Don't just take the miracle and reject his word. The word produces the miracle that you need. Acts 14 verse 3. Let's go. Therefore, they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of what? He was bearing witness to the word of his grace. This morning, God will bear witness to his word. Yeah. Hallelujah. He was bearing witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to to be done by their hands. So he confirms his message, confirms the word that I am the one that sent that word. Hallelujah. This morning, you are going to be a product of that miracle. That word this morning, in Jesus' name. Can I hear you say a bigger amen? 1 Kings 17:24. And the Bible says, and the widow said, now I know. Then the woman said to Elijah, now by this I know that you are a man of God and that the word of the Lord is in your mouth. The word of the Lord in your mouth is true. So he confirms the message and the messenger. Now number 5, it establishes the kingdom of God. Jesus sent them, chapter Luke 10, verse 9 and 10. Jesus sent them to preach and to proclaim the kingdom of God, and heal the sick there and say to them, the kingdom of God has come. In the book of Matthew 12, 28, he said, if I cast out demons with the finger of God, it means the kingdom of God has come into the midst of you. So it establishes the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not in meat and drink. The kingdom of God is in righteousness. It's in joy, in peace, and joy of the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is not in word. The kingdom of God is in power. It establishes the kingdom of God. Number 6, it brings great joy. One of the reasons why God performs miracles is that it gives great joy. I see great joy in this congregation after today. Can I hear you say bigger amen? In the book of Acts chapter 8, in the times of Philip, evangelist Philip, Acts chapter 8 from verse 5, downwards, especially 5 to 8, God performed different miracles. And the Bible says, verse 6, for unclean, and the multitude with one accord heeded to the things spoken by Philip, hearing, seeing the miracle which he did. Verse 7, for unclean spirit crying out with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. Verse 8, and there was what? Great joy in that city. God is going to cause ecstatic joy in our midst this morning in the name of Jesus. Let me hear you say the loudest amen. Anytime miracles are performed, there's great joy. Great joy. Let me just add one more for this morning. Number 7, it produces testimony. Hallelujah. Because a miracle has the power to generate another miracle. A miracle has the power to generate. That's why the scripture says in the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 10, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. I am believing God this morning that God is going to give you a testimony that will generate another testimony. That through you, many testimonies shall come up. God is giving you a testimony that through that testimony, many other testimonies shall come forward. Can I hear you say a bigger amen? Hallelujah. Are you tired of saying amen? I say God is giving you a testimony. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you know there are results you cannot deny? You can argue against anything, but you can't deny result. You can argue, that blind man said, I don't know what you are saying, you know. But for me, what I know is that I was blind. But what? You can't deny result. Oh. Results speak. They have mouth to speak. I am praying that God will give you a testimony that will speak. A miracle that will speak. A miracle that will speak. It will speak in your offices. It will speak in your family. It will speak in your neighborhood. In the name of Jesus, receive it. Hallelujah. It produces testimony. When people hear it, their faith gets lifted and they want to believe God for such again. Hallelujah. Let me now conclude by telling you how to assess your miracle. Very important. Pay attention to this. How do you assess your miracle? How do you assess your miracle? Number 1, receive the hearing of faith. Galatians chapter 3 verse 2. It is not just faith. You must have a revelation relating. Look, as I'm giving example of different miracles that happen in the scripture. Look at your case. Relate it to your case. Let there be light. Galatians 3 2. Let there be light that believes that, oh, this is my own case. This is my case. Let there be revelation. That's what it's called, the hearing of faith. It's not just faith. Now, this is the hearing of faith. Say, did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Let there be revelation in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, as you are hearing the word. Relate it to your case. I believe God for this. This is my case. Number two, have an expectation. Remember the story of that man, the paralytic man by the beautiful gate in chapter 3 of Acts chapter 3 verse 5. The scripture says, you know, even though he was looking for something, wrong thing, he was thinking the Peter would give him money. But the fact is that he had an expectation. Expectation is the mother of everything, whether restoration, revolution, whatever. You must have expectation to have that which you have desired. Your reality is based on your expectation. Your manifestation is based on your expectation. To have, he gave them his attention. What? Expecting. That's why the scripture says, the expectation of the righteous will not be cut short. Hey! You have come for a miracle service. Do you have an expectation this morning? Do you have an expectation? If you don't have, as I'm speaking, I've been speaking, is expectation. Do you have expectation in your heart? This is what I'm believing God for. I'm trusting God for this situation. Do you have an expectation? The Bible says, God will grant you the desires of your heart. You must have an expectation. Number three, I told you this one at the beginning, you must obey instructions. It may be simple instruction. It may be simple instruction, do this. It may be even the instruction that we need to do after leaving this meeting. Simple instruction. You got to obey. Jesus told the disciples, he said, launch your net at the right side. Very specific. If they had done it on the left, they wouldn't have caught that, had that miracle. Instruction. Instruction. As instruction will come by the Spirit this morning, obey it. The instruction, like I said, it may even be after this meeting. Number four, when it is time for you to speak out. Don't keep quiet. When it is time for you to speak, speak out. Remember Psalm 81 verse 10. Open your mouth wide and I will do what? I'll fill it. This is not, when it's time for you to speak, it's not for you to be mute. You know. It is time for you to speak. You got to open your mouth and speak. Because the angels are passing by. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Heal my harm.
Why, O Lord, is thou as holy?
Do not pass me by.
Do not pass me by.
When Jesus was passing through, Bartimaeus, look, everybody have their needs. You may not bother about your own needs, but Bartimaeus knew what. He was not the only blind man there. There were many blind men. Bartimaeus said, I don't care your own business. Me, I know what I need. And he began to cry, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. The rest of you said, keep quiet. Look, be diplomatic now. Be courteous now. He said, what are you talking about? The Bible says he cried the more. The Bible says, and Jesus stood still. The heaven usually stands still for those who press into the kingdom. right from the day of John the Baptist. God usually stands still for such people. And the scripture says, and Jesus called him, come, let him come. What do you want me to do for you? When it is time for you to speak, don't keep quiet. When it is time for you to cry, miracle happens also in answer to prayers. The scripture says, we called on him and he answered us and he set us in a broad place, in a worthy place. Psalm 118 verse 5. We called on him. We cried to him. He answered. Bartimaeus cried and he got his miracle. Last one. Ha ha. Zapro Baba. Listen to this. It won't be different. Everybody listen to this. It won't be different in your own time. It will never, this is what I'm about to say. It won't be different in our own time. You know what happened in heaven? There was war in heaven for heaven to have peace. There was fight in heaven for heaven to have peace. In the book of Revelation chapter 12, the Bible talks about a woman. She had a man child, conceived a man child, and she was about to give birth. But the dragon came to attack her. The scripture says she fled to the wilderness. From verse 7, the Bible tells us of something. And the scripture says, Archangel Michael and the other angel, they fought with the dragon. Look at verse 7. And the dragon also fought with the angel. Fight in heaven. There was a fight in heaven. They fought. Angel Michael and the angel fought with the dragon. The dragon and the angel fought back. Go to verse 8. Please listen to this. That's where I'm concluding on. Some people are born great, they die ordinary. Because they don't understand the secret. I said, it won't change in our time. It happened even in heaven. Now, but they did not, the dragon and his angel did not prevail. Nor was a place found for them in heaven. Everybody say what? Conclude what? Any what? It means when they fought, they moved to this place. After some time, they relocate. They kept on relocating. Look at it. What has been relocating in your life all these years that have not finally gone? Today, they must go.
Amen.
What has been moving from one point to the other? After prayer, they go to the other place. Today is final expiration. Let me hear you say louder, amen. Friends, listen. It is beyond your email. It is now, very soon, I will allow you to engage this in battle. Your miracle will come to your hand when you engage the enemy in battle. The Bible says there was no more space for that dragon. Look at verse 9. Oh my God. Look at verse 9. Let's go, everybody. So the great dragon was cast out. That serpent of old, called who? Some people are not talking. Some people's minds are not here. Oh. Hey, this is the place of your destiny. Listen to it. I've come with a prophetic word to tell you, to raise you up, to charge you up. Your destiny this morning, your miracle is between here and here. If you can do this morning, that miracle will be delivered to your hand. Look at what happened. I want, before you go ahead and say amen, look at what happened. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast what? Talk to me. He was cast away. I can't hear you. Cast away.
Where's yes? Yeah. They threw him away from heaven and they threw him to this earth. It's like somebody who was praying the whole night and who has a hunchback and was, everyone said fast. The person lead, he said, Pastor, pray. He was crying, no, I don't want this hunchback. I don't want this hunchback. This hunchback must go. The other person just stayed beside. Oh God, I don't just like all this kind of trouble. I just believe in miracle. I believe that just touch me, just heal me. Suddenly, the hunchback came on him and he shouted, yeah! I'm sure you've had that kind of story before. The dragon was cast into the earth. That's not where I'm going. Listen to it. Go to the next verse. Everybody now read. Let's go. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. They didn't, until this moment, there was no peace. Until the troubler was cast out. The troubler of your family must be cast out this morning. Is someone with me this morning? The troubler of your health must be cast out this morning. Oh my God, I'm getting angry. I'm getting angry. The troubler of your business must be cast out this morning. The troubler of your children must be cast out this morning. Listen to this. Where I'm going now, the next verse. Go to verse 11. And overcame him. Let's just jump to verse 12 because of time. That's the last point. Everybody read verse 12. Everybody, let's go. Therefore, you will rejoice after what you are about to do this morning. Somebody will dance and testify after this morning meeting. Somebody is going to say, Ewa Bang Big Dog. The Bible says, after the dragon was cast out, the angels, they said, rejoice, oh heaven. Because of time, we are going to sing that song. Then let's sing. He said, rejoice, O heaven, you who dwell in heaven. You dwell in them. What about the earth? Let's see. What did he say about the earth? Hey, what is the meaning of who in Yoruba? Egbe, Abi? Egbe ni fun yin, eyin to nbe ninu ile aye. Eyin to wa nu orun e ma yo. E yo ninu Oluwa, e yo, that's him now.
E yo ninu Oluwa, e yo. Eyin so kon e se dede.
Ojo. Ori to die. E ni pe yo. What you have been looking for will come to your hand. How do I translate that in English? Unexpected miracle. Whichever, whether it's in English or Yoruba, whichever you can translate it. Whether Oreo Gigi, Esodi Gona, whatever, in the name of Jesus, is coming to your hand. Thank you, Jesus. Please listen. Technica, please help me finish. Listen. He said, whoa! Those of you on the earth, because the dragon has been cast into the midst of you, I will just put them together before I charge you to do this prayer. You know what the scripture says in Matthew chapter 11 verse 12? And it says, right from the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God, what? Violence. There's attack against it. And the violent also, they seize it. You must be violent to get your miracle. That miracle, you can't just be hearing it. It's not enough to just say amen. It is not enough to say amen. It is good. It's not enough. You must be violent to take it. Because the dragon that troubled them in heaven has been cast into the earth. There was nothing he did not do during the time of Jesus to stop Jesus. He didn't succeed. I will not go into these details now. But listen to it. A man, a woman, a young man that cannot fight, cannot war, will become a prey. The miracle that you are about to, God told me and said, this is an arena of signs and wonder. The miracle you are about to get now, please get set. It's like you are looking at the miracle like this. The dragon say you can't come. You must fight him now to finish. You have the backing of the Lord with you. The backing of the Lord. And you will decree and declare, this is my right in Christ. I take it. Ka, 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 ka. You take back your health. You take back your healing. You take back your children. You take back your children. You take back your academics. You take back your business. Say, no way. I take it. I prevail over you with the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Whatever the enemy has programmed about your destiny for 2025, you must change it. After that, you will rejoice. Oh my God. Can I hear somebody say amen? I told you earlier on, I warned you from the beginning, I'm going to give you a teaching. It is on the basis of this teaching we're going to pray. It is not enough to say, receive your miracle and go. I want you to have a foundation. Are you ready to pray now? Are you ready to pray? Don't forget, there's rejoicing in heaven. On earth, there's a woe. Tell your neighbors, how do you say it in English? It's left to him. It's left to you. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. For the dragon is in the midst of you. Has been cast in the midst of you. Rise on your feet. Rise like a soldier ready to fight. Before I give you that prayer point, what is that miracle you desire? What is that thing you desire? What is that thing you desire? Some people are just advancing in age. Nothing is changing in their life. When last did you give a testimony? You are the next to give a testimony. Talk about stagnancy. Stagnancy is not that somebody is not moving. Somebody can be moving, but around the same point. stagnant. It's not the person is not moving. You move forward a bit and you move backward again. Move forward a bit and move backward. Like a goat that is tied to a post with a rope. The goat can only go within the circumference. The goat will struggle to go. The rope will push it back. We move the rope will push it back. The rope will push it back. The rope will push it back. They can't go beyond it. That is stagnant. Everything that has been stagnant in your life, by the power of the Almighty, this morning they shall be broken. Time nobody comes into Graceland. If you come to Graceland last year and you come to Graceland this year, you say, what change? This is not because there's growth, there's increase. If you are not growing, it will soon lead to depression, unhappiness, sadness. I am telling somebody here this morning, by the power of grace upon my life, there's going to be speed in your life from now. There's going to be acceleration in your life. Let me hear you say the loudest amen. Now open your mouth and say, Father, I receive power and I break through every barrier in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Listen to this. This is the prayer you're going to pray. That's what we call family pattern. Pattern. Things that happen in the family. It happened to your uncle. It happened to your father. You now see the things like it's happening to you. That's a pattern. You can have marriage pattern, financial pattern, career pattern, negative pattern. You will deal with them. I will put all of them together and you'll be angry. That's what we also call altars. Apart from that altar where you praise God, what altar is a system of authorization. When they speak concerning your life, they begin to pronounce some things concerning your life. That altar speaking disfavor, delay, 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 sickness, disease. That altar must be crushed this morning in the name of Jesus. Are you ready to pray this prayer? Say it after me. In the name of Jesus. Call that name two more times. Powerfully. Say it one more time in the name of Jesus with the whole of your strength. Every evil family pattern. Now, put your mind in the name of Jesus. I break through. Ah, oh, Kusie, Lord, if you die, don't pray. Don't pray. Adura you, Tyler. I cannot see the church. rejoicing in heaven. They said salvation, because the word, Michael the archangel and the angel faced the dragon and they forced him. There was no place for him. You will drive Satan. There shall not be place for Satan in your family any longer. Now this is the next one. You know the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:18, he said, for the things which we see were not made from the things which earlier were made. And he said, also talked about, said, but on what is unseen, we are not, but we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is what? Temporal. Friends, if you take your phone, the person who wrote the program of your phone, you are just pressing your phone and it's working. You know that somebody wrote the program for that phone. Maybe that person is already dead, but that phone is still working. Because the program is there. That's what is still working. The person who wrote the program for that phone could have been dead, but that program is still working. It doesn't matter who wrote the program for your life. They programmed your life. Unseen is unseen, but it comes into manifestation in the physical. You will cancel that program now. Every evil program concerning your life, concerning your children, say it after me. In the name of Jesus. Two more time. Hey. I cancel every evil programming concerning my life. Nah. It doesn't matter who wrote the program. Program of sickness, program of failure, program of debt, program of stagnation. Sometimes some people say, oh my God. Some people say they are not possessed. Yes, you don't need to be possessed. It's not everybody that is possessed. But you know what? Satan can, two ways Satan can operate. He can either take over a person or we influence the conditions of your life. For example, a person, it's not that you are possessed. That you are doing business, that you cannot see anything in that business. You are laboring. There's a satanic influence over that business. It is not you, it's not that you carry demon. You don't carry demon. But satanic influence. Jesus said, the wicked one cometh and findeth no. He cometh. There's a satanic influence over it. It can be over your health. Not because you are carrying demon. But over your influencing your head, you are making effort, but it's not showing. It can be over your academics. You are reading, you read like Dakar, but the result comes out like this. You can't understand. There's an influence over your academics. You are going to end that evil influence this morning. Can somebody say amen? Please, this is the last one. And I want you to be angry. I'm going to hand up. I send the presence of God Almighty here. Shale brogasatali gatori pasantali. Say it after me. Every evil influence. You can do it better. Over my situation. condition. Today, I bring it to an end. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Evil in flesh. Be angry, 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 angry. This is the last one. Be angry, be angry, be angry. Evil influence, evil influence. Knock them out. Jesus, we pray. Can I hear you shout that name, Jesus, 7 times? Can we say in the name of Jesus 7 times? In Jesus' name. We are in Jesus' name. Fire all over here. Every evil influence, no doubt. No doubt, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. All over here, all over this arena. Mark. Now the fire of God is coming. Now wipe away that evil mark. In the name of Jesus. Twelve miracles. Yes, that's it. Number one. Magaye Praga. 12 persons. Makalevisia. Miracle. 12. 12. 12. That's it. 12. 12. Yes, that's it. All over here. 12. 12. The power of God is here. The power of God is here. The power of God is touching. It's touching. There's a miracle. Miracles are taking place right now. Right now. 12.
The wondrous has prayer. The wondrous has prayer. The wondrous has prayer is your name. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. The one who answers prayer is your name.
Now, in the name of Jesus. Everybody be attentive. Don't be quiet, be attentive. The power of God is going to move. The power of God is going to move. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just be silent. Everybody be silent. Miracle is an extraordinary event attributed to a divine authority which cannot be explained by human or natural reasoning. There's a miracle that is about to take place in your life right now. Miracle that you can't explain with science. Oh Lord, now distribute these miracles. Now, Father, distribute them. Jesus, distribute them. Distribute them. Distribute them. Distribute them. Takuta pushan. Distribute them. Distribute them. Distribute them. Please help. Distribute. Distribute them. Lord, distribute the miracles. Distribute the miracles. Distribute the miracles. Distribute the miracle. All over here. Take it. Take it. Take it. All over. Take your miracle. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take that miracle. Take your miracle. Take it. Take it. All over. Take it everywhere. Take it. Take your miracle. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take that miracle. Take it. Take your miracle. Take your miracle. He said, the power, a higher power. Here now, a higher power is intervening in somebody's situation right now. A higher power is breaking that limitation. A higher power. Now, take it! Let there be an explosion. Explosion. Right now. Receive it. Receive it. My father. Here. Rakale bro gadere baka ya. Le pro gadale bro kadele bro. Repata le gaya. Le prasa taliba. That conclusion concerning your health, that conclusion concerning your family, that conclusion concerning your business, that conclusion concerning your future, that conclusion concerning any part of your life, I stand here by the apostolic anointing and I declare that conclusion is canceled. It is canceled. Let me hear you say the loudest amen. Say now, Jesus. Hey! Yeah. Bakalebo. There's someone here. The Lord has said I should tell you that plan to bring you back to where you used to be. The Lord just revealed it to me right now. That plan is canceled forever. It's canceled forever. Let me hear you say the loudest amen. Misfortune disease shot at you, I decree, let them be rooted out and backfire. 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 I say backfire. In the name of Jesus. Jale Bragadale. Listen to me. I'm going to pray this prayer again. The Lord said I should pray. I hear the Lord saying, decree it again. Decree it. I decree this one again. Every evil family pattern. Evil family pattern. I speak by the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon me. In the presence of God whom I stood through the night, I also stand here in the public. And I say, that evil pattern, it has come to an end now. It's terminated 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 now. It's terminated. In the name of Jesus. That glory that is covered up. Yeah. Here is the word. Exact word. There's an exact word for somebody here. That glory that has been exchanged. Glory that has been exchanged. I don't know who exchanged it, but hear the word of the Lord. Right now, that glory is restored. It is restored. It is restored. It is restored. Can I hear you say the loudest amen? Miracle still happen. There's someone here. The Lord said, I should tell you, within the 3 months from now, your story will suddenly change. The Lord said, three months, according to the order of Obed-Edom. Three months. Yes, 3 months. Let me hear you say a bigger amen. You are the one. I had the Lord saying to me, according to the order of Obed-Edom, 3 months. Yes, people will hear about it. The Lord is giving you an answer. A result that cannot be denied. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God. I am asking, Father, I speak in your name. I am asking, touch one person right now in this category. Touch that person. Touch that person now. Touch him. Touch her. Right now, by the power of the Almighty, touch that person now. Listen to this. This is a word of the Lord for somebody here. This is a word of the Lord for somebody here. The Lord said that you tell this person, you are afraid. Something is making you to be afraid. I don't know the situation. You are really afraid. You are fearful because of that thing. Maybe because of what you have had, the report you have had. But the Lord said that I should tell you, because you are here today, that fear is turned to favor. I speak by unction. And I like you to go. If there's something you can confirm about it, go and confirm. If you need to go and do medical checkup, go and check up. Whatever you need to do to confirm, if you want to go and check the thing, exam, whatever, go and check it. This is the word of the Lord. I am decreeing it again. That fear is turned to favor. In 2025, I decree by the word of the Lord, none of you will be buried. Everyone under the voice of my ministration, I stand by the word of the Lord. I say, every pit of death planned for you, those who are planning it will replace you there. You will escape death on the road. You will escape death in the air. You will escape death in the house. In the name of Jesus, death will see you and jump over you. Arrow of destruction will jump over you. In the name of Jesus, let me hear you say the loudest amen. Here is the word of the Lord for somebody here. You just suddenly discover, I don't know whether I could call it hatred, dislike of your spouse. You've done everything to please him or to please her, but just dislike. There's nothing you do to win his or her affection. But today, I declare by the word of the Lord as revealed right now, that old door that is placed on you, that makes you to be disaffected, it from this moment, by the power of the Holy Ghost, it is knocked out. It is knocked out. Your desire shall be in the heart of your spouse. A miracle, that's a miracle, that's a miracle. Suddenly, a miracle. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I'm praying now for 10 persons in this place. I am asking for, he says, every battle in life needs a mantle to conquer. You need a prophetic mantle for the battle of your life. I've come with a prophetic mantle against the battle of your life. Those things that are battled against your destiny. 10 persons right now, the anointing of God will touch you. The power of the Holy Ghost will touch you. Wherever you are, that battle, that battle is coming to an end today. Lord, where are these 10 persons? Angels of the Lord, go also touch them, rescue them, change their story. Holy Spirit, visit them now. These 10 persons, visit them, 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 wherever you are, receive it, 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 wherever you are, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive, receive. Thank you, Jesus. Please help, help, help out. I hope somebody's there. Thank you, Jesus. You are mighty and holy. You are above all. You are mighty.
You are mighty
and holy.
And holy.
You are lifted up.
You are lifted up above all. So we worship. So
don't miss this prophetic word. All the undergraduates here, you are an undergraduate, please step out quickly. Undergraduates, step out quickly. Undergraduates, whether in the tertiary, whether in the university, college of education, polytechnic, wherever, stand up, come on. Sing it. You are mighty, oh, and holy.
And holy.
Said I should pray for you. Grace will locate you. David was not even considered at all, but grace found him out. Lift up your hands up to the Lord. Say it after me. Lord, I yield my life to you. Lord, I surrender to you. Let your grace locate me. Do what you want to do through me. From now. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you right now. I pray for you. My Father. Touch them. Touch these young people. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. I put the breath on you. From this moment, your life is separated for its use. Something. Your heart's begin to long and test for him. Lord, let the hands of the Almighty, some of you, God will use you beyond you can what you can imagine. somebody. Some of you, God will use you beyond your what you can imagine. I sense the power of God so mighty here. Lord, touch them. Touch them. Anoint them. Anoint them. Anoint them. Anoint them. Take it. Take it. Take it. Please. Take it. Anoint them. Anoint them. Anoint them for your use. Anoint them for your use. Anoint them. Anoint them. Let these ones be separated vessels. Your generation will not be disappointed. Your generation will not be disappointed. I see great stars. These stars shall not be killed. Kalabakata de bragadali. Dale paso prakadaliba. Dad, help, help here, help here. Hey. You are mighty and holy. You are lifted up.
You are lifted up above all.
You are mighty, you are mighty. Help, help.
You are mighty
and holy. Help, help, help. Usher, please help me. Lifted up,
you are lifted up above.
You're bound. No.
So we worship you,
Almighty,
Almighty God.
You are lifted. For you, if I laid my hand on you, just step back. You can step back. Those of you have laid my hand. Come on, sing that song on. Keep on singing.
You are mighty.
If I've laid my hand on you, just go quickly.
You are lifted up.
I want to pray. I want to pray for this as I round up. There are some here who want to say, Jesus, I release myself for you to do whatever you want to do through me. I see great stars that you need to cooperate with him. To say, Lord, take over my life. You must cooperate with him. Yield yourself to him. And say, Jesus, take over my life. From today, use me for your glory. You want to say, Jesus, I surrender totally to you. I want to pray with you. You are the last group of people I'm going to pray for now. And don't miss this moment. Wherever you are, whether in the gallery, you are down here, or in the gallery, you want to say, Jesus, I fully surrender to you from today. Fully surrender. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to release the word of God into your life right there where you are. Now, wherever you are, just lift up right hand up to the Lord. Let me see that hand and I will pray with you. Right hand, let it be higher than your head. Higher than your head. I can see the hand. Lift it higher than your head. I'm lifting up my hand. I'm surrendering to Jesus. I'm giving my heart to Jesus. Wherever you are, let it be higher. I think I see that hand. Higher than your head. Jesus, I surrender to you from this moment. Those in the gallery, yes, if you are lifting up so I can see that hand properly. Thank you. Usher, please help me to identify. Okay. Thank you. Lord, I pray again for these young ones who are always willing to yield to you. Please fill their hearts with your love and reveal yourself to them in a deeper way. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I commit you to the hands of the Lord. Throughout this month, every day shall be miraculous. Your life is sealed. Your destiny is sealed. In the name of Jesus. And I hear you say the biggest amen.
We sure hope you have been blessed by the teaching of the Word of God. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, don't stop listening to the Word of God. For more messages from us, visit our website www.thf.org.ng. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms @thfchurchng. Thank you.